All right, it's time to shuffle your playlist, or maybe it's time to come up with a new catchphrase, because that sounded really dumb. So this week, it is Chris's pick. Chris, which song did you pick for us this week?
I picked The Patient Mental by an artist known as Mudvayne. Which a lot of people have heard of Mudvayne, but this is early Mudvayne, kind of right from the same album as their big hit, at least that I heard from them, which was Not Falling, I believe. So the album was The End of All Things, and yeah, The Patient Mental by Mudvayne.
Awesome. And what's the thing you liked about the song?
It just hit me the first time I heard it. I'm a musician, so I think just the overall arrangement, the musician or the lead singer, Chad Gray, just has the ability to go from a really beautiful, clean singing voice into a kind of like a gritty type of scream as well. It's just really two awesome transitions that are incredibly hard to do. Ryan DeMartini has an amazing bass line in the middle. It just sounds like it's kind of like walking down the stairs, if that makes any sense. And the lyrics are incredible. There's a line right in the middle. It's I'm just like a clock up on the wall, always moving, but never going anywhere. And it's, you know, Mudvayne is so talented anyway. And this song, what I like about it is that it has all these elements to it. And it's not on the radio, it's not mainstream, and you really kind of got to dig to find it. So I think it's an amazing song on so many levels.
Yeah, I am not somebody that's actually been around Mudvayne a lot. I know that when I was in a band really early on in my early 20s, it's like they came out in around 1996. One of the guys that played guitar in the band, he really liked Mudvayne and was big into like Screaming Trees and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. I don't think I've heard a Mudvayne song for more than 20 years. Tonight was the first night. So I agree with you. I like how it kind of starts off one way and then you kind of have a softer side and then it just kind of finishes strong.
Yeah, when people hear Mudvayne, and every time I mention them, they think, oh yeah, it's nothing but, you know, scream and metal, and that is a big part of it, but honestly, they have a whole different level of sound, and you really have to listen to a lot more of their tracks that you don't hear on the radio, and you catch, when you do that, then you find their different styles, and they're one of those bands where I really think individually and collectively, they have so much talent that they're almost kind of too good to be really appreciated by mainstream. So they've had some big hits, but not to the success of other bands that to me are a lot worse. So just incredible musicians, songwriting, lyrics, every instrument is just awesome.
That is awesome. Well, I think that's where we'll leave it today, Chris, about 3.5 minutes in. Do you have anything else to add before we go?
No, I don't think so. Go Bears. Go Bears.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. Chris doesn't like the Bears.
Oh, I like the Bears. They're fine. Okay. Yeah, they're good.
He's teasing me.
Nah, well, the Vikings suck too, so yeah. Go NFC North.
There you go.